Good morning, everybody. This is, you guessed it, Manifestation back again with another podcast, season 1, episode 7. Today we're going to be talking about Emmett Till and how the justice system failed this young black brother. So I've been on YouTube and on the internet, and I've been seeing where they're saying that they're closing the Emmett Till investigation case. My thing is, how can you close the investigation case when the woman who falsely accused this young, innocent black boy is still alive and she's facing no consequences? Like, how does that work? Like, I don't understand it. How does that work? So you telling me you can lock up a black person, but you can't lock up a white person? Like, I don't give a damn if they 60, 70 years old. Y'all didn't have any mercy for Bill Cosby. Y'all didn't have any mercy for any other celebrity or anybody else that was black and of color who falsely got accused of anything. It's been people who've been falsely accused of stuff, and they serve 15, 20 years before you finally came out, oh, well, they were falsely accused. We have the evidence. We're going to set them free. It's been so many black people that have been through that. Like, at this point, it's really like, what is the justice system for? That's why black people say the justice system is not for us. The justice system is not meant for us, because we never receive any justice from it. We rarely receive any justice from it. In the words of Malcolm X once said, they traded in their robes and their hoodies for badges and uniforms. And I strongly stand on that. I strongly do believe that, because people are so blind to everything that's going on. Everyone, well, racism was in the past. Racism doesn't exist. You have to stop living in the past. You got to stop thinking like that. It's people like you that, excuse me. It's because of people like you, we can't move forward, because y'all still living in the past. That shit happened 8-9 years ago. That shit happened hundreds of years ago. How can we stop living in the past when the past continuously repeats itself? That's my question to all the people who are constantly always saying that. How can we live in the past when the past is constantly repeating itself? Like, that makes no sense to me. The past is constantly repeating itself. Yes, slavery was years ago. Yes, the civil rights movement, black only water fountains, white only water fountains, segregation. Yes, all that shit was years ago. But look at what's going on today. Look how many police officers have murdered innocent people. Look at how many times innocent black people have been convicted guilty when all along they've been innocent. Look at it was a Netflix movie. It was a 4-part documentary about the 4 young black boys from Chicago. They falsely accused them. These are young kids, man. Young black boys. I want to say maybe 10, 11, 12, 13 young. Still got a full life ahead of them. They were falsely accused of raping a woman in Central Park. They were falsely accused of it. The white person over them, well, I'm not gonna say the white person over them, I can't remember what she was, I want to say she was like a, maybe a policeman, lawyer, I can't remember exactly. But if you do get a chance, go check out When They See Us. It is a very powerful documentary about a real life event. But the lady that was interrogating them basically lied to them to get them to confess, because they could not find the person who did it. So she lied to them, made them confess, like, well, if you do this, then the other, you can go home. So these are young kids, like I said. So they lying to them. And on top of that, no one in the police department would let their parents in there with their children. They all talk to them one-on-one so they could manipulate them, and so they could twist their words and have them feed in on a bullshit that they were feeding them, because they're young, they don't know any better. If they would have had their parents in there with them, their parents would have stopped this shit ahead of time. But since they were so young and they didn't know what was going on, they were afraid, they took full advantage of that. Those 4 boys ended up spending half of their life in prison. And one in particular, he spent a couple years more in prison than the others because he was a little older. And like I said, that alone shows that the justice system does not give a fuck about us at all. Because how can you, how, just please answer me, how the fingerprints didn't match, the DNA didn't match, you had nothing to match and put on those boys, you had nothing at all, you didn't have anything to put on them, but somehow you forced it and you got them locked up for half of their lives. It's shit like that that outrages the black community, and it's still happening to this day. The black community is outraged because there is no justice for us. We are outraged because we feel as though we have no one to help us but us. That is why we stick together. That is why you see so many riots. That is why I truly want my black people to stop killing each other, stop exterminating our own race, stop getting into it with each other over jealousy, envy, and pettiness. Because at the end of the day, no one is going to help us but us. Every time I help a black person out at a grocery store, every time I open a door for another black person, every time another black person might drop something, I pick it up for them. And when they say thank you, sweetie, or I appreciate that, bro, I always tell them, ain't nobody gonna look out for us but us. And they look at me and they shake my hand or they hug me and say, you right about that, baby. You are absolutely right. And that is true. No one is gonna look out for us but us. We can't expect the police department to always have us in our best interest. Because if they did, shit wouldn't have went the way it has went over the last 2-3 years with Sandra Bland, Mike Brown, Trayvon Martin, and the list goes on and on and on. It would not have went that way if the justice system gave a shit about us. And I know first thing a lot of people say, well, it's not the whole police department, it's not everyone, you can't categorize everyone and put them in that same category with those bad officers. And no, you can't. But from a little kid all the way up until high school, my teacher always used to preach and preach and preach, one bad apple spoils the bunch. And when I was younger, you know, I'm 6 or 7, I said, what does that mean? I don't understand. She said, you can have a basket full of great apples that are delicious, beautiful, ripe, nothing wrong with them, but that one bad apple will slowly start to spread to the other apples and infect it. Because if you see a bag full of nice apples, you'll start wanting to pick them. Okay, I'm gonna, ooh, these some nice apples. But if you see one bad apple in a pit full of good apples, you're gonna automatically assume off of instinct, if that one apple is bad, the rest of them are bad too. If that one apple is bad, the rest of them are either bad or on their way to becoming bad. They're just trying to get rid of them. That's not a good bunch of apples. That's not good. And if that's not the easiest, simplest way I can break that down, then I mean, I don't know what else I can do. But that's what people have to really start looking into. I know not everybody in the police department is corrupt. I know that, you know, I've had a couple of run-ins with different police officers of Caucasian color before, but they were never assholes to me just because I treated them with the respect they deserved. They came to my door, I never, what the fuck did I do? You know, I ain't go crazy. I just let my window down. Hey, how you doing? You know why I stopped you? No, sir, for this and that and the other. Oh, okay, but, you know, I apologize for that. Give them my stuff, you know. I had to write you a ticket. Well, all right, I understand. You know, it's just common courtesy. But still, at the end of the day, like I said, one bad apple spoils the bunch. And it's been so many bad apples in the justice system that at this point, black people really, truly don't trust the police. Like, we trust them, but at the same time, it's like, you know, are you really going to help me? Or are you not going to help me? It's crazy, man. It's crazy. It is very crazy. And the reason for this podcast is because I was watching a short video on YouTube, and they said that they closed the case of Emmett Till. And for those who didn't know, Emmett Till's case, I guess, was previously open. They were looking into it and doing some more investigation on it, but they ended up closing the case. Excuse me. And the reason that I'm not gonna say I'm outraged for it, because like I said, I mean, if that was a white family, I feel like they would have received justice, or if that was a family of wealth, they would have gotten the justice they were seeking for years. But like I said, at the end of the day, that was not a top priority of theirs. They really just was looking into it and had the case open because, you know, so many people were outraged about it, and it was an unfair treatment. He was a child, man. He was a child. You killed and lynched a child. There's pictures of him on the internet to where on one side he looks like a good, handsome young dude, man. You know, nice, handsome look, good looking young guy, man. And on the other side, beside that picture, you can't even tell what that is. You know it's a person, but you can't even tell what it is or what happened. The things that they did to Emmett Till is so horrific that, I mean, it's just crazy, man. And for them to not arrest anybody or not hold anybody accountable for the actions that they did to Emmett Till is crazy. I don't understand that. And reading some of the comments, I want to say like a day or two ago, they were like, you know, the justice system failed that young man. How is it that this can happen? How is it that that can happen? Like, why is this happening? Like, this is why we don't go to the, this is why we don't have faith in the justice system. And I completely understand that 100%. And it's sad, man. It is, because we have no one to help us. That's what makes it sad. We have no one to help us. We don't have anyone to help us at all. And that's where all that rage comes from. That's where that anger comes from. That's where that, you say the wrong thing to me, I'm going to fucking beat your ass. That's where all that comes from. All of the year, all of the segregation, the civil rights movement, the slavery, all of that is, all of that, all, every black person who was brought up in a church and raised around their great-great-grandmamas and their grandmamas and their great-grandmamas and their older uncles and nephews who had to deal or had some dealing with segregation or racism, they know in their heart, is like, I'm not going to let you do that. All the stories that my grandmother told me about what they went on, I refuse to let that happen to me. I will die fighting, showing you I am a person, I have pride, I'm a human being just like you. You are not above me. I will not bend down on my knees and bow down to you. I will not do it, because we are both equals. You are not above me and I'm not above you. We are equals, and I will die proving that to you. I will not let you do that to me. I won't let you do that to me. But man, that's all I got for this little short podcast. This is the Emmett Till podcast, man. I might have a part two coming out later on, but you know, just stay tuned, man. Thank you everybody for listening. Tell your friends about me. I will start touching more on Black Lives Matter and the struggles that black people go through that black people do not want to talk about. That's gonna be the next couple podcasts, man. Me just covering all the rage that we feel, how nothing has been done for us. You know, I'm gonna start slowly unrevealing the truth to all of these people. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm gonna just slowly start revealing the truth to all of these people, just so you can really see, like, damn, like, this shit is fucked up. So, manifestation out, man. I love y'all. Thank you for listening.